The Dow Jones Industrial Average started today at the highest point it has ever started a trading day after an announcement yesterday from the Federal Reserve about what it plans to do next. On the same day that the Commerce Department reported that the U.S. economy essentially stalled in the first 3 months of this year, the Fed announced that it will continue to cut back on its extraordinary stimulus measures. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's with us to explain. Derek, welcome.
Good to be here.
And remind us of what the Fed is doing here, cutting back on this stimulus program that has been in place since the financial crisis.
So here's some Federal Reserve 101. The Fed doesn't write checks to families like unemployment insurance. It doesn't raise taxes or spend tax dollars. It doesn't really spend money directly in the economy the way the government does to fight recessions. But it's arguably been our most important ally in fighting back against the recession, and it's fought back in two ways. The first way is that it's dropped short-term interest rates to encourage more lending, to encourage more economic activity. Second, for many years since the nadir of the recession, it's bought gunky assets from the banks. At the beginning of the recession, when there were all these toxic assets, the Fed would print money and use that money to buy the gunk from the banks, and suddenly the banks would have money to lend and create economic activity. So the useful metaphor here is actually a bit like a drought. If it's not raining enough, you need to irrigate the farm, you open the spigots. The Fed irrigates the economy. For the last few years, the Fed's been buying a tremendous amount of bonds from the banks. And in an attempt to sort of decelerate out of the stimulus, they have wound down their bond purchases. They're still buying bonds. They're just buying fewer and fewer. And this is called the taper. So the Fed is tiptoeing away from its economic stimulus campaign. And so far, the broader economy sort of has barely noticed, I'd say, but you did have this quite unexpectedly bad first quarter GDP number. The question really is the Federal Reserve responsible for this, or were there other factors that played a part?
Well, and you also have a housing market that is seeing some big signs of trouble. We just saw mortgage lending at a 14-year low. A lot of people concerned, and that has been one of the areas of the economy that the Fed stimulus has the biggest effect on, because by keeping rates low, it has helped to juice the mortgage market. And some are wondering, Derek, is it too soon for the Fed to be pulling back?
Is it too soon? So the Fed has a dual mandate. Its dual mandate is low unemployment and stable prices. The story with unemployment is that it's lower, it's falling, but it's not necessarily falling for the right reasons. It's falling because a lot of people who weren't working have stopped looking for a job, and that shows up in the official numbers as lower unemployment. You look at stable prices, and you know inflation is extremely low, and it's not always good for inflation to be low, even though that sounds sort of counterintuitive. So they're doing their best to make lending as attractive as possible, to make mortgage origination as attractive as possible, to make the housing market as attractive as possible with these low rates. But to a certain extent, it can't do everything. And if people don't have money from jobs, which they don't, which a lot of them don't have and have stopped looking for them, then there's a real barrier to how many people can possibly buy homes.
Well, let's talk about that dual mandate, because you mentioned part of it is keeping unemployment low. Right now, as of March, and we'll find out the new number tomorrow, but as of March, 6.7% is the unemployment rate. Inflation, keeping a lid on inflation being the other mandate of the Fed, it's at 1.5%. That is lower than the target. So if unemployment is higher than the Fed's target and inflation is lower than the Fed's target, my question is, why are the inflation hawks winning the argument?
Jeremy, that is a really, really good question. And unfortunately, I am not living inside the inflation hawk's head. However, I think that this is perhaps one of the most important questions for the economy today. And maybe the question that people will ask of the Fed 10 years from now, 20 years from now, if inflation was low and unemployment was high, and you wanted stable prices and low unemployment, why weren't you more aggressive, more relentless and creative about coming up with ways to fight unemployment with extraordinary measures? And it's something that I don't have an answer to, partly because my answer to the question is that the Fed hasn't quite done enough.
And that's something that people like Paul Krugman, the New York Times columnist and Nobel Prize winner, have also pointed out, although he has raised the possibility of deflation being a problem, that prices go into a downward spiral. Is that are people on Wall Street talking about deflation still as a risk, or at this point, because the economy has been growing for some time and the unemployment rate has been dropping, is deflation not really a concern anymore?
Jeremy, it's the latter. Right now, inflation is low. It's too low. You do want a little bit more pep in the economy, a little bit more fizz. But we've been growing at about 2% a year for the last 3-4 years. We've been adding about 150 to 200,000 jobs every single month for the last 3 or 4 years. The recovery is stable. The problem is that we got to stable before we had a sharp bounce back. Typically with recessions, you see the sharper the downfall, the sharper the bounce back. It's like a trampoline with a really, really tight spring. The faster you fall, the faster you rise. Mm. We fell really fast. We hit the bottom. And then our recovery has been just blah. We've grown at an average rate that's made it really hard to dig ourselves out of the hole we created in 2008, 2009.
But many people would say it would have been a lot worse had the Fed not stepped in with the programs that it did.
There's absolutely no question. And in particular, the Fed's been so important because we had this enormous stimulus program in early 2009. We had the Stimulus Act that was signed into law in early 2009. But after that, the federal government has been cutting its deficit probably too quickly since 2010. And it's been the Federal Reserve, which has been basically the only game in town keeping the economy afloat and, you know, fighting for lower unemployment. It's done a good job. The question is, has it done a good enough job at living up to its dual mandate? And I think history will not necessarily reflect that it has.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. And tomorrow we're going to find out a little more about the employment situation when we get the monthly jobs report from the Labor Department. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.